What is the best fast food? Is In-N-Out everyone's favorite fast food restaurant? And what is my favorite fast food restaurant? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, on this pretty warm Louisiana day. So, going ahead and diving into it, from the title of this episode, you can probably tell what is going to be happening. And no, this is not going to be another tier list. This is not going to be anything like that. This, however, is going to be the first ever fast food bracket style tournament. Now, if you head over, if you ever want to do one of these yourself, you can go over to bracketfights.com. And if you create an account with their website, you can actually customize your own tournaments and put them head-to-head however you see fit. Add any whatever it may be, whether it's a video game, movies, Marvel movies, different shows, different whatever you may want to have in a tournament against each other. And I, however, have picked fast food restaurants. Now, there are a total of, I think, 32, if I did my math right. There are a total of 32 different fast food restaurants. And I am going to be doing a tournament of all of them to find out who, or which one, is the best fast food restaurant in, I guess, America. So, we're going to go ahead and dive into this. This is not a tier list, like I said before. This is a tournament where we are going to pit two fast food restaurants against each other, and then they're going to move to the next round and then go against the winner of the other round, so on and so forth, until we get to the finals, pitting the one and two last fast food restaurants against each other. And we will determine which is the best. So, without further ado, I think we can go ahead and start on the right side of the bracket. So, first up, we have Panda Express going against Boston Market. Now, I have never been to a Boston Market. I've heard of the restaurant Boston Market a few different times in my life, but I've never had the opportunity to go, so I'm kind of basing these matchups off of whether I have visited them, and if it's two restaurants that I've never went to before, because these are random restaurants. I didn't choose the restaurants. They were already chosen. If it's two restaurants that I have never been to, I'm going to have to just base it off of what I hear people say and go off of that. But since one of these restaurants I have been to, that is going to be moving on to the next round, is Panda Express. And I actually do like Panda Express. I think they're pretty good. If I've had Boston Market, it probably would go differently. But I've never had Boston Market before. I don't even know if it's good or not. But I know for a fact that Panda Express is definitely good, and I enjoy Panda Express. The next matchup we have is actually quite a matchup, to be honest. It is Subway going against Quiznos. Now, these two are definitely head-to-head, and they are definitely competitors in the sandwich business, along with, you know, Jersey Mike's and maybe even Jimmy John's. I have actually been to both Subway and Quiznos in my life. And I like Subway better, just without a doubt. I 100% do enjoy Subway over Quiznos more. Subway, you know, they just they're doing the footlong pretzel and footlong cookie and churro. I haven't had them yet, but I'm definitely looking to try them. I'll have to go try them eventually. But Subway, I think just, I mean, don't get me wrong on this. I have had Quiznos maybe twice in my life, and it was decently good both times. I just enjoy Subway a lot more. So Subway defeats Quiznos and moves on to the next round. The next one we have is Jimmy John's going against Panera Bread. Now, Jimmy John's, I don't think I've ever had Jimmy John's, so some of these matchups are kind of one-sided, like I said, because of me being there. But I do enjoy Panera Bread. Panera Bread is actually pretty good. If Jimmy John's would have to be pretty good for me to even put it over Panera. So I would pick Panera, and Panera will move on to the next round. The next one we have is also a very one-sided. I don't go to many places, as you can tell. The next one would be El Pollo Loco going against KFC. I mean, without a doubt, I don't really like KFC, to be honest. It probably will not make it that far, but because I have been there, it is moving on to the next round. The next one we have is Popeyes going against Dunkin' Donuts. Once again, I think I've had maybe one thing from a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was okay, but honestly, Popeyes is one of my favorite restaurants, and it's going to be hard to knock them down a peg when you realize who they're going against. But Popeyes is definitely beating Dunkin' on this and moving to the next round. Now, the next one we have is a good matchup. We have got McDonald's going against Whataburger. Now, Whataburger is good. I can enjoy Whataburger whenever I want. Same as McDonald's. They both kind of compete on that. They have a lot of different food, including breakfast items. McDonald's kind of takes the cake with their breakfast items, their biscuits, their hash browns. It's just unmatched in the fast food world. But I can definitely enjoy a good taquito from Whataburger, of course. But Whataburger, of course, is definitely open all the way 24 hours, at least most of them anyway. But the only bad thing about Whataburger, and I don't know if I've mentioned this story on here on a former or a past episode, I went to Whataburger one time because I needed to go to the bathroom, and I knew their bathrooms are going to be available, you know, so I was like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to Whataburger. Dropped into Whataburger. I got to the bathroom door, and it had a keypad lock on the door, which means I couldn't open the bathroom door without one of the employees having to come unlock the door for me. Yeah. So I had to ask one of the employees, hey, y'all's bathroom door is locked. And they said, oh, you have to buy something to use our bathroom. And I was like, what? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get, just give me like a large drink, just to get a drink, you know. So I got a large Diet Coke, and I got that, and I went and used the bathroom, and I got a Diet Coke out of it. So, yeah. So if you go to Whataburger, you got to watch out, because they might make you pay. They might make you pay to try to use their bathroom. But overall, food-wise, Whataburger's definitely better than McDonald's. So I would have to choose Whataburger over McDonald's. The next one we have is two restaurants that I have not been to at all. So I'm going to be choosing based off of belief and whether my motive of actually wanting to go to these. So I'm going to choose whether, like, if I had to choose, which one would I rather go to? It is Hardee's against In-N-Out. Now, I think without a doubt, we would have to put In-N-Out as the winner here, because I don't think anybody would choose Hardee's over In-N-Out. So In-N-Out will definitely be moving on to the next round. The next one we have is a weird combination. It is Arby's going against Cinnabon. Now, I think I've had Arby's curly fries in my life, but I don't really remember if I have or not. But I know that they're definitely good. So I would have to put Cinnabon probably above Arby's, because Cinnabon is just, you know, cinnamon swirls and cinnamon and all that, you know. So I would have to put Cinnabon to move on to the next round. Now we're going to keep going with the right side of the bracket to finish out this side until we get to the finals. And then we will be moving on to the left side of the bracket. So, the next matchup we have in this next round of the second round is Panda Express going one-on-one with Subway. Now, this is when it gets difficult for me, because Panda Express is good. I like their crab rangoons. The egg rolls are good. And I do, my favorite thing is to get the fried rice and broccoli beef. That is my favorite. But Subway, I feel like, has more combinations you can get, more different sandwiches, you know, and like with the footlong cookie now and everything like that. You can get all of that kind of stuff with everything, you know, and you can definitely enjoy it. And it's good. So, out of those two, I would probably have to put Subway as the winner out of Panda Express. But Panda would definitely put up a good fight. So, Subway is the winner to move on to the next round. The next matchup we have is KFC going against Panera Bread. Now, this is easy for me. I don't know how you feel, but I would definitely pick Panera Bread to be the winner over KFC. Because, I mean, KFC, just without a doubt, is not the best, honestly. So, I would have to put Panera Bread above KFC to move on to the next round. The next matchup we have is Whataburger going against Popeyes. Now, this is another hard one for me because I really like Popeyes. Popeyes is really good. I can enjoy Popeyes. That is so good, and I just love it. But Whataburger, being open 24 hours and having that really good patty melt, helps to their advantage. But honestly, Popeye's chicken, Popeye's fries, you can't really compete against Popeye's in that situation there. So out of the two, without a doubt, I would have to put Popeye's to move on to the next round. Then we have In-N-Out going against Cinnabon. Now, I'm pretty sure you can know who I'm going to pick here. And this is purely on because I haven't been to either of these, and it makes In-N-Out really hard to not go a long way in this tournament. But I would have to put In-N-Out to beat Cinnabon to move on to the next round purely because it's just very difficult for me to choose one like that. And that's why it's going to be difficult for In-N-Out to move on to the finals because I've never been to In-N-Out. So I know that a lot of people like it and that it's really good, but I can't, you know, figure that out, you know. So we're down to the semifinals. Or the almost semifinals, we have Subway going against Panera Bread. So out of these two, which one would I rather go more? Probably Subway, even though we don't have a Panera close to me. I would have to choose Subway over Panera Bread, which is going to be very controversial, I feel like. But yeah, Subway is definitely moving on to the semifinals. Or the finals of this side of the bracket anyway. We got a whole nother side to get to here in a minute. So, the next matchup for the almost semifinals, I guess you could say, is Popeyes against In-N-Out. So, we're going to have to put these two together. And it's really hard and difficult to choose what could be a winner here. Because I know a lot of people like In-N-Out, and In-N-Out is considered one of the best fast food restaurants in the world. But I've never had it, and it's really hard to go against something that I have had that I do really like, considering that Popeyes is very different than In-N-Out. But purely on the basis, and I know people might get mad at this, but purely on the basis that I have never had In-N-Out, I am going to have to put Popeyes as the winner of this matchup and make them move on to the semifinals. So, now, the semifinals of the one side of the right side bracket is Popeyes going one-on-one against Subway, which is a very strange grouping here. But I think all of you know where I'm kind of going with this, that I enjoy Subway a lot. Subway is very good. They have, you know, my favorite is the chicken bacon ranch sub. I get that foot long and it tastes very good. And it's just very good sandwich. So, but with all that being said, Popeyes definitely is going to win here. I mean, how can you pick Popeyes? How can you pick Subway over Popeyes? Popeyes has some of the best chicken that you'll ever have. Their fries are really good. The blackened ranch is one of the best sauces in America today. It's just so good. So with that being said, Popeyes takes this round and we'll move on to the finals of the fast food bracket tournament. And with that being said, we have now determined that Popeyes will be in the finals. We have now got to figure out who else is going to be in the finals. So with Popeyes in the finals, we are now moving to the left side bracket, which means this is a whole new additions of fast food restaurants that we haven't even touched on. So I'm not even going to list them off because that would take a while. I'm going to go ahead and go through these. And the first round we have on the left side bracket is Burger King going against A&W. Now, I have actually had both of these, Burger King and A&W. This side is also going to feature more restaurants than I actually have been to be honest. I don't think I got food from A&W, and there's not really a lot of them left, but Burger King just tastes so much like butt that it's so bad. I would have to put A&W above Burger King on this one. The next round we have is a little difficult. It is Wendy's going against Chipotle. Now, Chipotle is really good. I can enjoy Chipotle. It's a tough round, though. I wish that was like a semifinals round between Wendy's and Popeyes for me anyway. I would have to put Chipotle against Wendy's. Which one? I would rather have Chipotle. I would definitely pick Chipotle to have it before Wendy's. So therefore, Chipotle will be moving on to the next round. The next matchup we have is Taco Bell against Five Guys. Now, I've only had Five Guys once, and the last time I had Five Guys, I threw up everything that I ate into a parking lot. So, I would have to put Taco Bell as the winner no matter what I feel about Taco Bell, because Five Guys ruined me, and I never had Five Guys again after that because it just ruined me, and that Five Guys location that I went to closed. So, without a doubt, I'm going to have to move Five Guys down a notch and put Taco Bell as the winner of this round. The next matchup we have is, some people would consider this very one-sided, but I don't really see it being that close, but it is closer than what you may think. It is, of course, Dairy Queen against Chick-fil-A. Now, I mean, who doesn't like Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A is like the god. They worship the god, and they are the god of chicken because their chicken is so good. You can't go a day without having without having Chick-fil-A chicken. Dairy Queen, I think they take the cake with the ice cream. The ice cream and their blizzards are way better than any ice cream you can get from Chick-fil-A because I know they have milkshakes and the cone, and that's about it. But food-wise, Chick-fil-A stomps on Dairy Queen all day long. So Chick-fil-A is definitely moving to the next round. The next matchup we have actually has a place where I have not been. This is Steak and Shake going against Jersey Mike's. I've never been to a Jersey Mike's. I have been to a Steak and Shake once in my life, and it was pretty good. I would like to go to another Steak and Shake again. So I would have to put Steak and Shake to beat Jersey Mike's and move on to the next round. Now, of course, one of these I'm going to be very biased to because of my personal relations. That is, of course, Auntie Anne's going against Sonic Drive-In. Now, Auntie Anne's, of course, is pretzel-based. They have other stuff as well, but, I mean, what else do they have besides pretzels that is actually good? Well, Sonic has many slushes, blasts, everything like that. So I would have to put Sonic above Auntie Anne's to move on to the next round. The next one we have here is definitely one-sided because one is way better than the other. It is Checkers going against Long John Silver's. I would definitely put Checkers ahead. There's really no debating that. I think we can all agree that Checkers is definitely better than Long John Silver's. So Checkers, with their fries, of course, move on to the next round. And then the last first round fight in this left side of the bracket is, of course, between two places that I have never been to. It is Jack in the Box going against White Castle. From my consensus, I feel like Jack in the Box would take the cake against White Castle. I've never had these, but, you know, from what I've heard, Jack in the Box is probably better than White Castle, so I'll put Jack in the Box ahead of White Castle. So, the next round is going to be A&W going against Chipotle. Now, Chipotle is really good. I would definitely pick Chipotle over A&W. A&W, of course, have the classic A&W root beer float, so I would have to pick Chipotle over A&W. The next round is actually a difficult one for some people. This is Taco Bell going against Chick-fil-A. Oh, I mean, of course, you can't, without a doubt, you have to pick Chick-fil-A to go against Taco Bell to beat Taco Bell, because Taco Bell can't hold a candle to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is just too good. Taco Bell, of course, is good if you have drank too much alcohol, you are on drugs, or you're just a college student at like 2 in the morning and you need something. Taco Bell is the place for you, if you fall into that category. So Chick-fil-A is moving on to the next round. The next one is Steak and Shake going against Sonic Drive-In. Now, Steak and Shake does have good food, and Sonic's food, some of it is definitely questionable. But Steak and Shake, they have the shakes, of course, but Sonic have them blasts, they have the fries, they have the mozzarella sticks. And going to Sonic is a whole experience, so you kind of really can't put that up against that. So I would definitely have to put Sonic to move on to the next round. Then, of course, the final round of round two of this is Checkers going against Jack in the Box. I would definitely put Checkers above Jack in the Box and make them move on to the next round. And with that, we are down to the final four on the left side bracket. Starting at the bottom with Checkers that actually just won against Jack in the Box, we are doing Checkers going against Sonic Drive-In. I mean, Checkers has good burgers, but they are definitely just your generic fast food burgers, and the same can be said about Sonic's burgers. But like I said before, Sonic has just so more, and it's a whole experience. I recently went to a indoor Sonic for the first time a while back, and it just, you know, revolutionized and changed my life for the better. So I would definitely have to put Sonic above Checkers, with Sonic moving on to the semifinals. And on the other side of this, on the top side of this bracket, is Chick-fil-A against Chipotle. Now, this is a very difficult matchup. They are both very good. Chick-fil-A has their chicken, the waffle fries, the Chick-fil-A sauce, the mac and cheese. Their cookies are good. The soft serve ice cream is good. Everything about Chick-fil-A is stellar. But Chipotle, they don't really have much of a dessert option. They only have, you know, it's basically Mexican-style food, but in a Subway-style restaurant where you pick this, and then this is on it, and this is on it, and this is on it. Their queso is good. The chips and queso, you know. You can get queso on any of your food items, and it's good. And I can enjoy Chipotle, and I like Chipotle. But basically, I have to pick one that I would eat more of. And if I had to say, okay, do you want Chick-fil-A or do you want Chipotle? If Chick-fil-A's line isn't too long, of course, I would definitely choose Chick-fil-A above Chipotle, and therefore Chick-fil-A is moving on to the semifinals. Now, the semifinals matchup is a matchup some people probably didn't think were coming. It is, of course, Chick-fil-A going one-on-one with Sonic Drive-In. Oh, man. I'm going to have to put my bias away for a minute, shove that into my pocket, and realize that I know when I'm beaten. And I'm going to have to put Chick-fil-A over Sonic, because, I mean, Sonic, yeah, it has the experience and the food and all that, but the food you get from Sonic most of the time isn't even the main courses. You don't go for a burger. You don't go for a chicken sandwich. You might get, I like the chicken tender basket from Sonic, and it's really good. But most people go for the fries, the tots, the mozzarella sticks, the many combinations of drinks and slushes, or even a blast. You don't really go for, hey, I want to go get a burger from Sonic. Most people don't say that. If you go to Chick-fil-A, you can get anything from there and be satisfied. As well, of course, it might really wreck your stomach and also may not fill you up, but Chick-fil-A, we can all agree, is definitely better quality, better service, and just overall a good experience. And do I still love Sonic? Yes, I do. I will still never get over Sonic, but Chick-fil-A is definitely beating Sonic in this matchup and moving on to the finals. And with that, the final matchup from the left side to the right side bracket fully done. The finals to decide the best fast food restaurant happens to be two of my favorite places and two chicken restaurants. And that, of course, has to be Chick-fil-A going against Popeyes. Now, Popeyes has great chicken. They have the dry biscuits that are drier than the Sahara. They have the great tasting fries. They have the blackened ranch. They have the mashed potatoes and gravy. They have all this stuff at Popeyes. And then there's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has the chicken. They have the nuggets. They have the sandwich. They have the grilled chicken. They have the waffle fries. They have everything that you can have and want. On just a chicken base, I think I would pick Popeye's chicken over Chick-fil-A's chicken. But I feel like I would have to pick overall with the experience, the mood, the long wait times and the drive-thru are pretty similar since the Popeye's chicken sandwich, of course. But I would have to choose the winner of the fast food bracket tournament is going to be Chick-fil-A. Of course, a lot of us pretty much saw that coming. There was no doubt that you can believe that Chick-fil-A was going to be the winner of this matchup, of course. So, yeah. With that being said, Chick-fil-A is the winner of the fast food style tournament, beating out the likes of Dairy Queen, Taco Bell, Sonic, and then Popeyes in the final round. Chick-fil-A takes the cake, and Chick-fil-A is, as of now, the official Toddcast favorite restaurant. So, if you ever want to do a bracket tournament yourself, I thought this was pretty fun in my opinion. If you want to do one for yourself, head over to bracketfights.com. They got a lot of different brackets. You can even create your own account and customize and make your own bracket tournament. And if you want to see more of these, let me know in the comments below on the YouTube version. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.